Let's take our Bibles, please. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 24. Crushing your siege. Crushing your siege. We have a strange battle to fight for a few minutes before we leave this place. This strange battle will last us for about 7 prayer points. A strange battle against a strange weapon of the enemy that the enemy has used effectively. That's all we need to do today before we go. In 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 24. 2 Kings 6, 24. And it came to pass after this, that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his host and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria. And behold, they besieged it, until an ass head was sold for 4 square pieces of silver, and the 4th part of a cob of dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver. They were selling excreta of animals. The king had besieged the city. And as the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, there cried a woman unto him, saying, "Help me, my lord, O king." And he said, "If the Lord do not help thee, when shall I help thee? Out of the barn floor or out of the winepress?" And the king said unto her, "What aileth thee?" And she answered, "This woman said unto me, 'Give thy son that we may eat him today, and we eat my son tomorrow.' So we boiled my son and did eat him. And I said unto her on the next day, 'Give thy son that we may eat him.' And she had hid her son." The siege was so terrible, people were eating their own children. And it came to pass, when the king heard the words of the woman, he rent his clothes, and he passed by upon the wall. And the people looked, and behold, he had sackcloth within upon his flesh. Then he said, "God do so to me and more also, if the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, shall stand on him this day." But Elisha sat in his house, and the elders sat with him. And the king sent a man from before him. But before the messenger came to him, he said to the elders, "See ye how this son of a murderer hath sent to take away my head? Look, when the messenger cometh, shut the door and hold him fast at the door. Is not the sound of his master sit behind him?" And while he yet talked with them, behold, the messenger came unto him and said, "Behold, this evil is of the Lord. Why should I wait for the Lord any longer?" And then, chapter 7, verse 1, then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord, tomorrow, about this time, shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." Thank you, Jesus. A siege is an art or process of surrounding and attacking a place in such a way as to isolate it from help, isolate it from supply. A siege is a strategy of resisting the enemy and making capture possible. A siege is a method to lessen the resistance of the enemy. A prolonged, persistent effort to overcome a resistance. In a siege, free movement is prevented to and fro from a place. A siege is a strategy to surround a place and cut it off from communication. The Roman soldiers used this siege a lot in those days. They will just come to a city, they will surround the city. Nobody comes out, nobody goes in, nobody can bring in supply, nobody can come and greet anybody, the people in the town cannot come out. Was a terrible situation. In Jeremiah chapter 52, Jeremiah 52, I read from verse 1. Look at an example of what we're talking about. You've seen one example. Let's look at another one. Jeremiah 52, 4. "And it came to pass in the 9th year of his reign, in the 10th month, in the 10th day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came, he and all his army, against Jerusalem, and pitched against it, and beat forts around it round about. So the city was besieged unto the 11th year of King Zedekiah. And in the 4th month, in the 9th day of the month, the famine was sore in the city, so that there was no bread for the people of the land. Then the city was broken up, and all the men of war fled, and went forth out of the city by night by the way of the gate between the 2 walls. For about 2 years, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, mounted a powerful siege against Jerusalem. The enemy built a wall around the city. The enemy set a stronghold around the city. They therefore converted the city to a large prison. The people of the city were imprisoned in it. The enemy ensured that nobody brought in goods, nobody brought in food, nobody brought in anything. Nobody in the city was receiving friends. No external visitors. The enemy made sure that nobody escaped from that city. Nobody escaped into liberty. Please note, the enemy did not go violently inside the city. No shot was fired. No one was killed. No house was burned. No slaves were taken. Nobody was kidnapped. They just stayed around and surrounded with soldiers. Life appeared to be going normally in the city to start with. That is, for those who did not know that there is a problem outside, things were going as normal. But the hard truth was this, that although there was no visible violent action, all was not well within that city. The enemy outside the city had started to cause hardship within until the men of war fled. The men of war fled at night. It was a siege. Where are we going? Satan adopts this same strategy and approach against individuals, cities, nations, and families. The Ben-Hadad we read in 2 Kings chapter 6, he did not kill anyone. He never went into the city to cause destruction. He stayed outside and controlled events disastrously for the people inside. It was like a remote controlling evil power. I am praying for somebody here. Any power that is remotely controlling your life from your place of birth, any power that controls your life at night, I decree by the decree of heavens that you must be set free now. In the name of Jesus, let your amen roar like thunder. In the name of Jesus. Outside there was so much food, inside there was famine. Outside there was so much life, but inside was death. Outside there was so much joy, inside was sorrow. Inside there was so much darkness, but outside there was light. There was so much peace outside, but turbulence inside. Any good thing coming to that city was prevented or diverted. So good things were not allowed into the city. On the contrary, every evil thing, death, hunger, disease, sorrow, fear, found access into the city. A siege is therefore a terrible thing. Even in our modern world, powerful nations use this method against some other nations. They may not send soldiers of that nation to fight, but they subject it to worse hardship by isolation to ensure diplomatic, economic sanction against a nation. Other nations will boycott the market of that nation, they will boycott their goods, so hunger will be striking in that nation. At other times, the siege could be a general embargo. Nobody is buying from you, nobody is selling to you. They may even decide that they are not going to participate in any sports you are participating in. When there is a siege like this, tension is built up inside that country until the people themselves revolt against their leadership. I gave you this explanation so you know where we are going. Beloved, there are individuals, families, communities, cities, nations that are under siege spiritually. They face no war. They are never violently attacked. They are not raided or slain. But things are not normal. Other communities may have good roads. But when a community is under siege, their contractors will run away. Other communities may have good hospitals. But a community under siege, the doctors will run away. They won't stay. Others may have very good buildings. But in that community, immediately the building is put there, the building collapses. Other communities may have good schools, good teachers, but a community under siege, no teacher, no school, the builders will even flee. Other communities may have water supply and electricity, but a place under siege, even when they bring the equipment will not work. The good things they hear happen to people outside never happen to them. Whoever brings good things to the city does not prosper. In individual lives, plenty of clever sieges that the enemy has mounted up. This is where dismantling prayer is needed. A lady under siege may not get any serious marriage proposal. The only men she gets are those who just want to sleep with her and mess her up. Something scares away all the good men. A person under a siege, everybody will get a benefit. For some reason, they will omit his name. A person under a siege, When a positive thing is taken towards the destiny, there is a range from the bottom of hellfire. The person under a siege, anytime he gets a good she gets a good marriage proposal, a demon power will go to the man at night and warn him, say, "Don't marry that woman, get out." We have had cases like that. Immediately the sister receives a proposal, some powers will go and harass the man to run away. And all the men kept running until that siege was broken. When there's a siege upon a business, the enemy drives away all goodness. People will sit and say, "This is very good, this is very good, this is very nice," but they won't buy it. When there's a siege against children, they bring sorrow to the parents. When there's a siege against a career, you find those who are not as good as you in the career making progress, but you are not getting anywhere. Why is it there's a siege against your finance? Until you have spent your last kobo, your last money, and you are in debt, more money do not come in. When a person is under a siege, other people may get things easily. They will find it very hard. Many people misbehave when siege begins to come. What will make a man of God to run away from the battle? It's a siege. What will make a prayer warrior to commit suicide? A siege. What will make somebody who has learned the Bible and who was a preacher is now learning incantation? A siege. What will make a born-again Christian to now scrape all his ear and begin to worship an idol? It's a siege. What will make an adult sister to sell her body to a satanic prophet because of miracle? It's a siege. We are praying here today that every siege that is standing against anyone will be scattered by the power of the Holy Ghost. A siege is when what God has sent to you does not get to you. A siege is when people are asking, "Where is your God?" A siege is when your groaning supersedes your glory. A siege is when your debt overrules your credit. A siege is when laughter is very scarce and your weeping is very common. A siege is when your life has more questions than answers. I issue a decree from this altar that every demonic siege against anyone here today shall expire now. He shall expire. 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 In the name of Jesus, let your heaven roar like thunder. When God wanted to address the siege of Samaria, he released a prophetic word. Tomorrow, by this time, the siege will be over. A 24-hour breakthrough. I prophesy upon somebody here. Within 24 hours, your siege will be over. In the name of Jesus, your siege will be over. In the name of Jesus. A prophetic word was released. Noise came from heaven and scattered the siege. It scattered the siege. Listen, it was many years ago. We were still at a place called Old Jabba Road in Mountain of Fire. This is before 1994. An Igbo man and his younger brother came to me crying bitterly. He said, "What's the matter?" It was July. They came, July. That year, beginning from the January to July, they had lost 19 persons in the family. 19 people had died within 7 months in the same family compound, dead. Of the whole family, only that brother and his younger brother remained. And they say every night, something is telling them, "Get ready, it's your turn. Get ready, it's your turn." That's why I'm prophesying for somebody here. Any power that wants you to die shall die in your place. Your amen is not loud enough. I said they shall die in your place. In the name of Jesus. And I heard the voice of the Lord. I said, "Son, this is a siege. This is a siege. Give them prayers to pray." And I gave the man only one prayer point. "Oh Lord, ordain terrifying noise against my enemies." Because it was terrifying noises the siege of Samaria had, and they fled. I said, but I've never had that kind of prayer before. They don't pray it in our church. Then I educated him for that. Strange problems requires strange prayer. Deep problems requires deep prayer. Mysterious problems requires mysterious prayer. So I said, wake up 12 midnight and start the prayer. 12 midnight. He stood in the center of his room and started prayer. Unfortunately, he had not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And it's a deficit if you're a Christian and you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He started praying. He said, by the time he prayed for 10 minutes in his life, he had never had the kind of heavy artillery bombardment of guns that were fired against him. He said he was there during the Nigerian Civil War, but the kind of bombardment of weapon artillery bomb he was hearing was terrible. And God opened his eyes. He saw the bullets coming against him, the artillery coming against him. But there was an angel by his side. As those things were coming, the angel was just waving it aside. Waving it aside. Waving it aside. He kept praying. He kept praying. Then, being not a prayer warrior, lacking the baptism of the Holy Ghost, was tired. Fell asleep shortly. And that was the moment the enemy took. They fired the arrows into him. By the time he was speaking with me, he was already on the hospital bed. Hospital bed. But he was a wise man. He kept praying the prayer. He kept praying the prayer. And I warned them that day. Say, under no situation must you travel anywhere until this battle is over. The man said, well, I won't travel anywhere. Because his younger brother said, I will travel. I will travel. He left his brother on the hospital bed. He traveled back to the village. We never saw him again. His vehicle collided with a petrol tanker. His vehicle caught fire. It was his ashes that were buried. That brother on the hospital bed was only one in the family who remained alive. He's still alive today after he had defeated the siege. I'm praying for somebody here. Every siege waged against your destiny shall scatter now. In the name of Jesus, let your amen roar like thunder. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. We're getting ready for our 7 prayers now. 7 siege-destroying prayers. After the prayer of today, some people may not want to greet you again. It does not matter. After the prayer of today, some of your staff may resign and say they are going away. Let them go. After the prayer of today, you may find dead animals around your house. Dead birds, dead rats, dead cats. Just anoint them upon them. Because the arrow of this prayer will visit every coven in this country. All eyes closed. But you see, I'm here to help you. If you are in this meeting, you are not born again, you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, please, I beg you, before I count 10, quickly run to the altar or any of the 2 altars at the back so that you can be delivered from the siege. But once I finish counting 10 and you are not here, I believe you don't want to defeat the siege. So, you say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want to defeat every siege in my life. Run quickly to any of the 2 altars or the one at the back, at the front here. Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Jesus is waiting for you here. You want to surrender your life to Jesus in order to defeat the siege. Don't allow the siege to capture your life. 7, 8. Nine. Those of you at the altar, I really must congratulate you. God must have brought you to this meeting for a purpose. Just bow down your heads and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here who have taken this most important decision. Father, lay your hands upon them. Keep them standing by your power. Let all their enemies be defeated. Let all their siege be broken to pieces. In Jesus' name we pray. Lie there where you are. The counselors will address you. Listen to them carefully. The rest of us, let's bow down our heads and tell the Lord to forgive you of any sin that will keep any siege in place. Because the siege must be broken. They must be scattered. Talk to the Lord now. Talk to him. Let's rise up on our feet, please. And let your voice be as loud as thunder. Anything can happen with these prayers. So don't negotiate. This is not a meeting to negotiate. The first prayer is this. Powers behind my siege. Hear the word of the Lord. Destroy yourself. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. They must destroy themselves. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Master Katenda Yabo Shendera Bokosetende Yaba. In Jesus' name we pray. I have a word for somebody. Lord, I should tell you that all those things that have been making you to cry, this month, they shall all become testimonies. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God of Elijah! Arise! Ordain terrifying noises against my siege. Can I hear you saying that? Hey, there is somebody needs to shout this loud. In the name of Jesus, just let the God of Elijah arise. Let him attend terrifying noises against every siege. Riba sepele kata. Riba la kamponde ke yabo shenta. In Jesus' name we pray. We're making fantastic progress. Bring out your prayer letter. Because we need to pray the other prayers with your prayer letters in your hand. Hold it in your right hand. This is not a day to negotiate. Most of those things that have been written on the letters, they are evidences of sieges. Say, violent angels from God. Arise! Scatter my siege. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and call on those violent angels. Scatter my siege. Scatter my siege. Scatter my siege. Aha, 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 aha. Masete kaya bo shende la bo santo. Ribo saponde kaya bo shente la ba. In Jesus' name we pray. I wish you could see what is happening here. Thank you, Jesus. Now you, the spirit of infirmity, the one in the head, the one in the eyes, the one in the breast, the one in the heart, the one in the kidney, the one in the legs, the one in the breast, the one in the intestine. Your time is up. Your siege is up. Right there where you are. Loose your hole in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing now.
In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. 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 In the name of Jesus. Now, whether it's your career, you want to mention your career. It's your business, mention your business. Anything you want to mention it now. Say, every siege against my career, scatter! In the name of Jesus, scatter the siege. Today is today. Yes. Makatunda kaya bushentera bosante. Ribosopola kaya bushentera bokosentera basa. Aha. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. This next prayer. You see what will happen? Every power giving my enemies confidence, I bury you now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and say it. Masikatenda ya boko shende raba. I bury you now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Raise up your hand to the heavens. Say, I declare loud and clear, my siege is over. In the name of Jesus, declare it loud and clear. My siege is over. Masapi alikatanda. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen, I have a word for somebody here. The Lord said I should tell somebody here that before the next power must change out, the progress you will record this month will be greater than everyone you've recorded in your life. Thank you, Jesus. And the stubborn witchcraft powers that do not want to let you go, they shall bury themselves. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Before you go, you now pray this one. The Lord has said we should be praying this prayer regularly. Any power that wants me to suffer what my parents suffered, in the name of Jesus. Bosenti la katanda yaba, ribosopola kaya bosenta. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord bless you from Zion. And make His face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. It is written that you to the hills will raise up your head. From there comes your help. Your help comes from the Lord who made heavens and earth. Not suffer your feet to be moved. For if that keepeth you in that slumber, that keepeth Israel shall end that slumber and sleep. The Lord shall keep your going and your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Then there shall any plague move near your camp. It is well with you. Elijah said, tomorrow, about this time, there will be plenty. I prophesy 24-hour breakthrough upon your life. I prophesy 48-hour breakthrough upon your life. I prophesy 72-hour breakthrough upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 21 Jubilee, hallelujah, let us go.